This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
We're back with more of Sabres Live. Presented by Seneca Resorts and Casinos. Nothing else comes close.
We need a medical miracle. I'm speaking specifically to Marty and his voice.
Yeah, no, seriously, what's wrong with
it? We all know Marty's MO, which is...
Talk.
Thank you.
I can't even stay quiet to say that.
I don't even have to finish the sentence. This is like a comedy routine. This is amazing.
Dude.
Okay, so
I wake up every morning and I'm like, I hope my voice is good today.
And then you never stop.
And then it's not.
How are you going to get your voice fully back based on how much you talk for a living and otherwise on the number of platforms?
After Saturday, I got a 2-week break.
Really?
Well, not on Sabres Live. We'll still be doing Sabres Live, but I'm going to have less on my plate.
Oh, my gosh. Okay.
I'm going to quiet. Every other hours of the day, I will not talk. I'll just talk on Sabres Live.
Well, we're going to need a live stream of you not talking.
Like the Truman Show? I'm going to do it my own Truman Show, but no talking. Let's do it. People are saying, what the heck is the Truman Show?
Will there be captions?
Yeah, exactly.
Thought bubbles?
AI is going to caption.
Oh, yeah, AI will just oh, my gosh.
In French and English.
Well... The only reason, you know this, the only reason I joke about it is because I have been concerned about you for like 6 weeks now. And
it's been since Christmas.
I know. So I want...
People are like, are you okay? I'm like, I'm great. I feel awesome. Just can't talk. And it came back and it was fine and it went away.
And why did it come back? Because you had an exhaustive car ride of endless conversation in a small environment.
I know. I went to see my kid and in the car we were talking and by the time I got there I was like shot. But that's okay. I'll dig deep and make it work.
If we were doing our pregame parlay right now, what would the number be set at for Isaac Rosanne, either from a goals or points standpoint tonight?
Well, he's playing top line, so I think for a point standpoint, I think we'd probably look at +200.
Mm-hmm.
Just because, I mean, it's obviously, it wouldn't be even money. Maybe 2-1 on the odds on Isaac Rosanne to get a point. A goal, we're probably talking +450. And look, I would definitely look into it. Because not only is Rosanne going to be playing top line, I would think Lindy Ruff may use him on the power play as well. You know, Tage Thompson is a big power play presence. The chemistry between Kulik and Rosanne has been now for a couple of years in Rochester. So I would sprinkle, that's a term, sprinkle a little something on Isaac Rosanne to get in a point tonight.
Will he get his first NHL goal?
Well, who's going to score first, Ryan Johnson or Isaac Rosanne in the NHL?
Well,
Ryan Johnson
hasn't scored in the AHL.
In the pros,
I think Rosanne gets his first NHL goal tonight. Producer Jeff, do we have his most recent game winner from Rochester, the overtime? Like, this, you know me. I
He's
I barely miss a minute, right,
yes,
of Amherst hockey. And this on Saturday, I mean, Michael Leone, like, what a week he had from a coaching standpoint with the Amherst. They win on home ice against Utica, big totals. He wasn't impressed at all. Promised a hard practice on the Thursday. Mm-hmm. Then they come out, start a home-and-home against Syracuse. They score three times in the first 12 minutes on Friday. Clearly the message had sunk in. They grind through that game, win it 3-1. Then they go into Syracuse the next night, down 1-0, down 2-1, down 3-2. Now it's well into the third. And the biggest reason they're still having a fighting chance in the final 5 minutes is Felix Sandstrom, absolutely
yes,
sensational in the third period. He's won six in a row. But we get conditioned now, watching pro hockey, to the early goaltender pull. But often it's super early because it's a multi-goal deficit.
Yes.
Leone pulls Sandstrom with 4 minutes left in a one-goal game.
Yes.
And less than a minute later, the Amherst get the tying goal as Clegg fires it from the point. Murray tips it, gets his 20th of the
and
year.
And there's still 3 minutes left.
There's still
the
3 minutes left, and Ryan Johnson takes a penalty. They have to kill it in regulation. And then they go into overtime, and Noah Austlin is able to make a really smart neutral zone play on a scrambled draw, and ultimately Roseanne scores the OT winner. But the reason I wanted to really emphasize what Roseanne, look at this play if you were on MSG Party. Watch this breakaway
right,
speed,
yeah,
though. Like, this separation in such, yeah, like, less than half a rink, it is impressive, and there was no hesitation. And I had just watched an earlier video from last year's All-Star Weekend when Kulik and Roseanne were sitting down and they were being asked who's better at what. And the question had been who's better on breakaways. And, like, without hesitation, Roseanne. No, no. Roseanne's like, oh, Yuri. And Yuri's like, oh, yeah, me for sure. And then I see this Roseanne breakaway goal and I'm like, wow. Like, this just reminds me of when an athlete starts to fully believe in their game-breaking abilities. This was without hesitation, backhand, forehand, stick side, perfectly placed.
It was Jussi Jokinen. It was Jussi Jokinen move, and it was perfectly executed.
So good.
Now, okay, just so you know, when it comes to the betting for tonight, our my personal expert. You know, everybody's got their betting expert.
Is this the MB43 app?
No, this is a friend of the show.
Oh, yeah.
Let's call him TK, okay. TM. Let's call him TM. TM, friend of the show, says that Roseanne is plus 300 to score tonight and is not listed as a point getter yet. Like, it probably will come closer to the game. So just so you guys know, TM shall remain nameless, and to protect his identity.
Well, Roseanne gunning for a goal tonight on the heels of 7 goals in his last 4 games, 9 in his last 7, 10 in his last 10. He is second in the AHL in goal scoring right now.
How about last night? Okay, what was better? Roseanne's breakaway in overtime or
yes,
Big Murr's between the legs last night?
Roseanne in overtime, obviously, because it counted.
Oh,
it mattered,
I like
for
Big
real.
Big Murr in the All-Star game yesterday.
Yeah.
Between the legs, the move on the defenseman before that.
The move was really
unbelievable.
Impressive.
And look, some people might say, okay, but Brett Murray's never going to be an NHLer. Maybe he won't. But you know how hard it is to just
Brett Murray has made the NHL. Let's clarify this.
Yes, you're right.
He played 23 games, and he has
like
scored multiple goals.
Yeah.
And I'm so happy that he has had that, and he continues year in, year out at almost 27 to get even better. And that, to me, is the real measure of a person,
yes,
and their commitment to his craft. Super rewarding for Brett to get that opportunity.
Listen, my brother played in the National Hockey League, 300 some games, but then won a Calder Cup in the AHL, went to play in Europe. He had a fantastic career. That's hard to do, to say that you are going to be in the minors and grind it, or in Europe and grind it. And year after year, you come back and you play and you give everything you got. And so for Brett Murray to be that guy in Rochester, just like Michael Mersch was the years in the past, I think it's fantastic.
All-time captain.
All-time captain.
Do you know that's the punchline they use with Merce?
No.
The guys that played with him?
All-time captain?
All-time captain.
Okay, well, good.
It's amazing. I love it.
But
absolutely
Murray,
love it.
Like, the fact that he goes to the AHL All-Star Game, where there's a lot of young players that are saying, hey, you know what? Like, I want to show my stuff. Mm-hmm. I want the NHL to see what I got to give. Brett Murray goes out there, makes an amazing move on the defenseman, gets in front of the goalie, goes Tomas Hertl through the legs, boom, scores, big smile after. Like, I was so happy for him to have had that moment.
Yeah, it was super cool, and he's having a career year as well. And I'll tip the cap to Michael Leone on just what he's been able to get from the first line through the fourth line, but it's actually like lines 1 through 6 based on the number of different players he has used and how anybody that comes in seems to have an impact. Their readiness for games is what has them right now just behind Laval for top spot in the North Division.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and, for shoppers, buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
Ah, can't you see it? A sparkling roadside EV quick charge power facility. It's chargers, control panels, and switchgear powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean. We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We're now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
And so,
Devin Levi was good too.
Devin was fun. He got victimized on what, obviously, like, the referees obviously don't call anything in three, and linesmen don't call anything
so
in 3-on-3.
The winning goal
in the semifinal, essentially, is what it comes down to, was clearly high-sticked by the player who was on a breakaway. Like, he wouldn't have had the breakaway if he hadn't knocked the puck down out of midair, and then he goes in and they score on kind of a anyway, it doesn't matter. Levi put on a show. The crowd was roaring because he had
to, a missed stoppage of play did not get reviewed in an all-star game.
Okay, come on. We are not going to reenact Ryan Hartman on Tim Stützle.
Well, but I don't know who would be whom. Would you drive my head into the concrete?
Oh no, I would take the beating. I'd be on the receiving
just
end.
Just want to make sure I'm not getting hurt for that.
No, but I bring it up that way because I think of how dumb we were as teenagers, like replicating wrestling moves.
We used to do that in the basement, my brother and I, on the concrete floor.
That and or with my friends, it was always like near the pool.
Oh.
And so the smashdown was like in the pool to avoid the actual impact, right? But it was It was like driving someone's head into the ground. And you can debate to eternity how much intent there was in Hartman, how great the impact ultimately was. I'm not going to get into the physics of it. The reality is it was a terrible look. Stutzla's cut. And Hartman is a chronic repeat offender. Probably the most chronic when it comes to suspensions and fines in the current NHL. And that's why he ended up getting 10 games. Because you know what? People get tired of dealing with his antics.
So the 10 games are going to cost him nearly $400,000. Because when you're a repeat offender, it's not 10 days pay. It's basically a percentage of the salary. So 10 games out of 80, so you're taking that out. So it's going to be pretty significant wallet-wise. Okay, I was surprised that Stephen Nason did not get suspended, but the NHL will play on sometimes the games happen fast. You know, you stick your leg out, your elbow out, you get a game or two. We understand that. This was not that. This was Ryan Hartman had time to think. After the face-off is being put in play, he's got his right forearm in the back of Tim Stutzla's head, and he has time to think, what do I want to do here? You know what? I am going to pile drive his head into not only the ice, but the concrete underneath the ice, and I'm going to lay on it, and I'm going to make him pay, which is not a hockey play, which is a dumb play. And I thought it was going to be a six-game suspension, and I'm really happy that the Department of Player Safety went to 10. Mm-hmm. I mean, that's pretty significant for a team that is already dealing with, you know, some players that and some salary constraint. Like, Minnesota is going to be paying the price.
Well, the biggest fallout for Minnesota is the fact that for 10 games, they lose roster flexibility.
Yes.
And they're already up against the cap.
A $4 million player.
This is a nightmare for them because they have people coming back in and out of the lineup from injury. They've already found themselves really pressed, you know, like not even did they end up dressing the proper backup or did they resort to an e-bug
a few weeks back? Matt Murray.
We know the reality here. And when you're suspended, you're still on the roster. These are things that at the end of the day, and you know, problem is Hartman's got multiple years left on his deal. Like, these are things that don't sit well with people that have to try to get their best roster out there for a team that's
a good team.
Yeah.
They have Kaprizov out now, so they have that money coming out, so it's helping them a little bit, but it still limits their roster.
It's true. Anyway, so that being said, Ottawa, like, rolled Minnesota in that game.
Yes.
Did you see the shots?
52-16.
And then
Ottawa's
like,
had 90 shots their last two games.
Like last night, out of nowhere, they just throw up like 20 shots in the second period.
Yeah.
And eventually, now it was close for a while, but it didn't feel close. Like, Ottawa has won five in a row now. They blast the Predators. Ottawa has a very strange week. They are in Tampa now. So they're playing back-to-back nights. First Nashville, now Tampa. And then they're going to stay in Tampa and play the Lightning again on Thursday. Yeah. But they're one of the hottest
teams. This is my type of schedule. Like, when it's a baseball schedule.
Yeah.
You stay in the same city. You get to enjoy a little sun. Man, I
huge night. Minnesota, there's 14 games in the NHL. Minnesota at Boston, obviously
huge
based on where the Bruins have been. New Jersey, Pittsburgh, Ottawa, Tampa, as we mentioned. Like, this is a, honestly, Marty, Ottawa is so much closer to the top of the division.
Yeah, they're 2 points back
than most people would reasonably consider.
They're
5 points back of the Panthers for top spot.
Yeah,
game in hand, and only two behind the Maple Leafs.
Yes,
it's
that win last night made a big thing because they were only 2 points from being out of the playoffs. They were 4 points back of the Toronto Maple Leafs.
Yep.
Now they flipped that by being only 2 points back of Toronto. That win last night was huge. And, you know, they were tied 2-2. You know, it kind of was like, is it going to come through? Well, they did. Stutzla was huge. Sanderson was huge. Pinto was huge.
Playing without Josh Norris.
Yes.
Again. as he's out for a few weeks at the very least. Detroit, of course, has been on an incredible run. They're at Seattle tonight. Detroit and Columbus are the wild card teams in the East right now.
Tampa still should be in with point percentage, but they're out because they've got three games in hand.
And Montreal, who's lost five in a row on the heels of an incredible 20-game stretch, are at San Jose. So this is just, and by the way, the Islanders, we got a break here. The Islanders, again, just finally lost for the first time in eight, and now, once again, a continuation. Massive injuries to deal with for them. We're back after this on a game night. Sabres Jackets here, Sabres Live.
What's up, NBA fans? It's Danny Green here. For those who want an inside look at the league through the eyes of a 15-year veteran and three-time champion, subscribe to my podcast, Inside the Green Room. New episodes drop every week where we take you through the ins and outs of the association's top storylines, as well as breaking news and so much more. Be sure to subscribe to Inside the Green Room on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.